everybody. Well, when it comes to exercising and hiring a personal trainer, what works and what doesn't? Here to help with that one is Lorelei Urquhart. She's a lifestyle coach and personal trainer. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, and I love the fact that you lugged some apparatus in here. tell us what you brought in.
Oh, well, I just brought in a couple little pieces. I know we're on radio. Everybody can't see this stuff, but I thought I'd bring some stuff in because it's always fun to change things up when you're doing a workout. That's one of the problems that we have is that we don't seem to change things up and have fun with what we're doing.
So, did you take the elevator with those or did you lug them up the stairs?
Well, she made me take the elevator.
Okay. Well, so it looks like you've got part of a bike stand or something. What is that?
Well, these are, I love them. They're bright yellow and they're called equalizers. And you can use them with all kinds of things. So some people, if they have a little bit of balance issues or maybe self-confidence issues, they can use them for holding on to when they're doing some exercises. And then we can make the exercises a little more intense or challenging by using equalizers. Mm. You can use them for push-ups and lunges and squats. And
so they're specifically made for working
exercising,
out.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's get into this, a bit of history here. When did it first become all the rage to hire a personal trainer? I think it started in California or something. Makes sense.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think there are a lot of us that don't want to or can't afford to hire a personal trainer, but we need to really be aware of what we're doing and when we're doing it with our bodies. So hiring a personal trainer, you're getting somebody that's educated and certified. And if you've got somebody that's really passionate about what they do, then they just continually are learning. Like, I'm constantly learning new stuff, taking new workshops, seminars, you know, all kinds of things like that. So it's really important to make sure that you've got somebody that can help you with it, because the internet isn't always your friend.
Mm. I find, too, going to the gym and all manner of new equipment that you've just described, and, you know, often gyms will give sort of a cursory, this is how you operate this, but being able to sort of optimize it is a different scenario.
Yes, that's right. And I'm not a big fan of any kind of the equipment that you find in most gyms, because a lot of them you're sitting down, and a lot of us in day-to-day life, we're not, I mean, yes, we're sitting down, but we're not utilizing our bodies to the best of our body's abilities. So we need to focus on stabilizing and balance and all of that. And that's why we end up, a lot of people end up with, you know, knee or back or little, what I call nigglies, because they're not real injuries yet, but they're there. And so I want people to be up and doing exercises up. So I'm a big fan of free weights or body weight or some fun pieces of equipment like the equalizers or the cushion for more balancing and stabilizing.
Are you finding that people are seeking a personal training because they need the expertise or they need the motivation?
I think when people start, I think they're thinking more about the motivation. And a lot of people, when they contact me or when they first start with me, they almost beat themselves up because they're saying, I couldn't do this on my own. I can't do this on my own. And I'm like, you're like 90% of the people, maybe 95% of the people. I mean, everybody needs a little help now and then. So years ago, it was like you would hear the, you know, you got to do it from, you have to want to do it from the inside. I'm a big believer of you need to surround yourself with like-minded people, or you need to have people around you that are able to give you that little crutch to help you over that hard part, that like where you're just kind of in a slump and you just want to give up. So a personal trainer helps with that motivation. I can help you over some of the hard parts, and I can challenge you to go to the next level. My knowledge is there already, but that's kind of what people are looking for, is probably that motivation and that challenge. And I've had clients tell me that I've taken them to another level where they never thought was possible. Mm. So that's kind of nice.
How often do you have people that seek out your services that haven't exercised in a really long time and they're shy, or they just, you know, they feel badly about the state they're in, yet they've taken the step to get some help?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the stats are that there are only 8% of society actually exercise in a consistent basis. So
you're in good company if you're not exercising.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if that's good company, but,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
So people that contact me, I'm like, first off, congratulations on taking that first step mm-hmm. in contacting me. And then we talk about, you know, various things, because when you hire a personal trainer, you're getting that one-on-one. So if somebody has niggles or issues or even self-confidence, I had a woman who was deathly afraid of using any kind of weights. So it took her about 4 months, and then she's like, okay, I'll try some weights. So it's basically, you can build somebody, and of course it's the strength. You build up the strength, but you also build up the self-confidence.
Mm, interesting. Let's bring Stephen into the conversation. Hi, you're on CFAX.
Yeah, greetings. Thank you very much. I have a number of sort of basic questions for this good lady.
Mm-hmm.
She mentions education and certification and possibly not being able to afford things. Now, first, here are my questions. One, what is the education? Two, by whom is the certification given? And how much does a personal trainer cost, please?
Thanks, Stephen. Let's start with that education. What does a personal trainer require in terms of background in order to... Is it kinesiology? What was the background? Or being an athlete?
Well, depends on what umbrella company or organization that you are with. So I'm certified as a personal trainer with CanFit Pro Canada. So that's countrywide. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also certified with BCRPA. So that's British Columbia Rex and Park Association. Kind of minimal requirements for those, but you have to have the basics. You have to have the exercise physiology. You have to have knowledge of muscles. You go through a series of tests and courses, and kind of you go up from one to the other. So you can take it in various areas like Aquafit or group fitness or personal training or nutrition or any of that kind of stuff. And so, and then there's ones in the States that you can belong to as well, and you can do them. A kinesiologist, there's somebody that goes to university. If you can find a personal trainer that has a kinesiology degree as well, like that's more than what I have. But I find that a lot of experience helps in that area too. So there are some courses that you can get certified in that you can do online. But if you can do the work with clients or friends or family and then have mentors, like I have a couple of mentors in the field as well that I learn a lot from and can call or email and get information on.
So what do you recommend if somebody's looking for a personal trainer? What should they ask for in terms of, you know, skill level? Or what would be the basic when you're shopping around, do you want a personal trainer? What are the questions to ask?
Well, I would think first off would be the certification that they have.
Yep.
And
CanFit Pro Canada is a good one.
Yeah, and BCRPA. And it, like I said, there's some that are even more extensive as well. Or what kind of degrees do they have? And then you want to find out if that's up to date. Because I know people that have, you know, like, oh, I have a kinesiology degree, but they don't stay up to date on mm-hmm. it. Or I'm certified with BCRPA, but they're not up to date on it.
Right.
So you have to do yearly stuff, or every couple of years you have to make sure that you're keeping up.
Mm-hmm. And the question of cost. How much does it cost to hire a personal trainer these days?
That varies.
Well, so what's the range?
I would say probably anywhere from like $40 an hour to $80, $90 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And some personal trainers like myself, if you commit to me for 8 weeks, a minimum of 2 times a week, and then I give you other things to do a couple of other days a week, then that's less money per hour.
Sure.
Because I'm getting like a solid mm-hmm. Commitment from you. And to me, that's what it's about. It's about, I want you to realize that it's a commitment and it takes time and you have to be consistent.
And do people do this lifelong, or they use a personal trainer to get started and in shape and learn, and they say, thanks very much, and off they go?
Yes, some do. You know, I guess it's like a child that you watch grow up, and you want them to be able to go off on their own. I've had I also do outdoor boot camps. So that's what I was doing this morning in the rain.
I can see you doing a boot camp. You have a whistle or?
No. And I'm not screaming and yelling at people either. But so I'll have people that maybe will start out with personal training and then move into the boot camps because they feel that much more confident. Mm-hmm. And then I've had people, I've been very lucky with most of my client base that a lot of people use the boot camps like a gym membership. So they just keep coming back because all of my classes are different all the time. Like, I mean, there's the same exercises. A squat is a squat is a squat. But there's different ways to utilize that squat.
You
to
get
make
bored
it.
Then.
Exactly. And I don't get bored, which is nice, too. So, and we're constantly changing things up, and that's what's sometimes happens when you're in a gym setting or when you go to the gym by yourself. You're doing the same exercises. Like, you start off on the treadmill to warm up, and maybe that's where your cardio is. But there's a rowing machine, and there's an elliptical trainer, and there's all kinds of stuff like that that you could be using as well, and a combination of those. And then you could start off with, you know, you do your lunges, your squats, your rows, your whatever. And if you do the exercises in the exact same way and the exact same exercises, your body starts to learn to say, hey, I don't have to work so hard because I know exactly what's coming. And that's where we need to change it up.
We're talking to Lorelei Urquhart. She's a lifestyle coach, personal trainer. If you've got a question for her, now's your chance. 250-386-1161, star 1070 on your cell phone. Or you can email us, talk@cfax1070.com. Stephen's back with us. Hi, Stephen. I think you had another question there.
Thank you very much.
What was your question, Stephen?
Those were my questions that you just used.
All right, great. Oh, well, thanks for calling.
I phoned in and asked various things, and you sort of reiterated.
Oh, good. Well,
you're
welcome. I'm curious, when you've got is it an hour session that you do?
Well, it varies, but normally that's what it is. So if somebody hires me, they tell me, like, maybe they can only do 45 minutes or, you know, half an hour would be about the shortest I would do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 45 minutes an hour, my boot camps are 90 minutes. And that doesn't mean like I just, you know, basically am all over you and kill you in 90 minutes. I mean, we can all hurt people. That's not what it's about. It's about challenging and keeping it fun and making people feel really good about themselves.
So if someone approaches you and wants a personal coach and they haven't been working out for a while, what would you recommend first of all? Do you go through and check on injuries, and how do you assess where to begin?
Well, I usually have a meeting with them or an appointment with them, and we go over quite an extensive health history. I also go through a questionnaire, so it's kind of like a lifestyle or an attitude questionnaire. So, you know, if you've, you know, in the past, when was the last time you actually did some workouts? Was it like high school? Were you involved in sports? And the big thing that I like to ask people about is, have you had any negative feelings or negative things that have happened when you've, say, exercised or been involved in sports or whatever? And I get kind of a feeling around them. And then I do some girth measurements because it's nice to have numbers before and after. And
measurements.
Yeah, girth.
girth, yes.
Yeah, girth. So it's
how big
with
are
the tape
you?
Measure.
How big are you or how little are you? Yes.
Yeah, well, you have risk factors, right? For things like heart disease and diabetes. So there are certain numbers that you want to be aware of. Some people choose not to have that done, so that's fine because, you know, that might be depressing for them or it might just set them off. And so, you know, I don't do that, but there are things that we need to be aware of. And so, you know, blood pressure is a good one to make sure we're checking on, and any kind of medications that they're on. So I do all of that, and that usually takes about an hour. And I also give them a little bit of information on nutrition as well.
Makes sense, huh? We're going to hold it there just for a second. We're with Lorelei Urquhart. She's a lifestyle coach and personal trainer. She's going to be speaking at the Victoria Women's Show Spring Expo 2014, and we're back with her right after this.
When you need to make sense of it, she has it covered. Pamela McCall on CFAX 1070.
When it comes to exercising and hiring a personal trainer, what works and what doesn't? Well, in studio helping me with this is Lorelei Urquhart. She's a lifestyle coach and personal trainer. She'll be speaking on Exercising the Truth at the Victoria Women's Show Spring Expo 2014. I understand, so we were talking about why people would want a trainer, but you also, you customize your services. Tell us about that in terms of, instead of going to gyms and things, you can work out in the backyard if you want with a personal trainer.
That's correct. I usually, what I do with people that say I'm going to see on a regular basis once or twice a week, I customize my workout so that I am building off of what they're learning. So the basics, you start off with making sure they can do the exercises properly, because I'm not about, you know, give me 100 push-ups. I'm all about, if I can get 5 really good ones off of you, perfect technique, then that's going to be far more effective than 50 that look like crap. Mm-hmm. So I work on your workout ahead of time, and then I come in and I'm like, okay, today this is what we're going to be doing, and I start off with people new to the program. We start off with all full body exercises, and then as we get stronger, then we work on, maybe we'll just work on upper body one time, and then maybe we'll work on lower body another time. So there's many different ways of taking the workout, but yes, I can work in your backyard, work in your living room, just move furniture around. Mm-hmm. So
when it comes to keeping ahead of the curve in terms of the latest research, how do you incorporate that into, you know, what's the best exercise to do? I mean, things seem to change. It's sort of like eat this, don't eat that. Is it the same when it comes to exercise?
Yes, it is. Like, there's more and more research coming out there about exercises that are beneficial to you and exercises that are not. Like, for example, I keep hearing people all the time talking about how many sit-ups they do. It's already been proven over the years that sit-ups are not so good to do anymore. Yes, we used to do them all the time as kids, but it's hard on the neck, hard on the cervical spine, hard on the lumbar spine. They're far more effective exercises you could do for your core than something like sit-ups. If you can get out of bed in the morning, you don't need to do sit-ups.
What do you make of these programs like the, the name of it at the very outset, The Biggest Loser? I mean, my goodness, but it seems that these people are doing, they're carrying a lot of weight, and they're doing, you know, next thing they're running a half marathon or a marathon, or it just, how does that strike you?
Well, first off, we need to realize that it's for TV, okay? So they're not going to put on there the body assessment and all the doctors and all the stuff that they've had to go through beforehand. So I'm going on, they're not going to make somebody do something that's going to be really bad.
Yeah,
really detrimental. But these people, they brought out some research that said the Biggest Loser program actually demotivates people like you or I. Because it's really hard for us to actually see that that's something that works. They're sequestered. They're being given the food, and it's prepared well, and it's all good food. And they work out 6-7 days a week, 4-5-6 hours a day. Who can do that unless they're actually somewhere else?
That's right.
We all have jobs.
And do you think that shows like that are, well, that you say they demotivate, so that they think that that's what a personal trainer is going to be like? Because it's kind of, you know, well, the boot camp idea is kind of screaming at people and making them do stuff or making them feel badly because they're not. You don't work that way.
No. And I actually had a client the other night saying that she was on a bit of a holiday, and she could hear some yelling and groaning and all kinds of stuff going on. And so she goes and she kind of checks it out, and here it was, this woman was just literally over people screaming and yelling like certain celebrity trainers that we've seen on TV. And she's like, there is no way I would do something like that. So I don't demoralize somebody. I try to build it up, and that's what I think a good personal trainer does.
Where can people find you?
I have a website, and it's www.alteregofitness.ca.
Okay, great. And you're also going to be at the Victoria Women's Show Spring Expo.
Yes, doing a nice little talk.
Thanks so much for coming in. You're a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Lorelai Urquhart, lifestyle coach, personal trainer on exercising the truth. Bruce Williams, how are you?
I'm fine. I just thought I'd bring my belly in while the personal trainer was here and sidle it on up to the table.
I've been holding my stomach in the entire interview. Can I exhale now?
You go right ahead.